The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person, out of the store of goodness in his heart, produces good, but an evil person, out of a store of evil, produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, but not do what I command? I will show you what someone is like who comes to me, listens to my words, and acts on them. That one is like a man building a house, who dug deeply and laid the foundation on rock. When the flood came, the river burst against that house, but could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who listens and does not act is like a person who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the river burst against it, it collapsed at once and was completely destroyed." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Every tree is known by its own fruit. Following the words of Jesus in the Gospel today, think of our life as a tree. How is it nourished? And what water do we soak in from the ground around us? And what light or sunlight do you bask in? To bear fruit takes time, and it requires the right soil, the right amount of water, the right amount of sunlight, and so on. Am I bearing fruit? Is my life fruitful? Or is it just a big blah? Kind of just coasting along like a water lily, going with the tide and the current. Jesus used another image of discipleship in the gospel today, that of a house built on solid foundation. And for us, that solid foundation is found in the teachings of the church, as taught by Christ himself, and to be nourished in the Eucharist. To be nourished in the Eucharist. For us, our basic, the most basic and the most fundamental foundation is the Eucharist. Christ himself offering his entirety to us. And to depart from it, to depart from our foundation, that is the teaching of the church and our participation in the Eucharist, is to have a shaky foundation, a fruitless life. But I know that, you know, just reflecting on my own discipleship, you know, no matter how I bask in the right sunlight, the right amount of water and all of that, I have some rotten fruits in my own tree. And, you know, the rotten fruit of impatience, of uncharity, sometimes of arrogance even, which is sometimes, you know, very disturbing to me as a priest. And I hope that some of these rotten fruits wouldn't contaminate all the other good fruits in that tree. But still, God continues to invite us to flourish with him. You know, we have the sacrament of reconciliation so that we clean up that tree and only the good fruits remain. Only the good fruits remain. Are you set on solid ground and foundation? And are they seen in the fruits of our life? Again, as what I mentioned at the beginning of this Mass, on this 20th year commemorating 9/11, you know, one of the most, if not the most tragic attack on our land in modern history, we continue to pray for the end of violence in all its forms. The tree of violence, there's just no way that it's going to produce any kind of good fruit. And we'll continue to lift up to the Lord those who continue to grieve the loss of the lives of their loved ones from this tragedy, and all those who were orphaned. I was reading an article recently about this, those kids who were not yet born when the attack happened, but they were already in the womb of their mothers. So, meaning they haven't seen their dads, you know, because they died from the attack, and how their lives are actually shaped by the attack and the incredible suffering of people. Well, we all suffer. We all do. You know, we might be a little bit detached because, I don't know, if we don't have anyone there, but that's an attack to the country. It's an attack to who we are, to the very soul of who we are. So it's also a complete, you know, it's also a loss for us. But we continue to pray for healing. So let us pause for a few moments of silence, especially to pray for those who have lost their lives from the tragedy.